Yo, what up, guys? Welcome into Stacking Dubs. Right after the Warriors stave off elimination and beat the Clippers in, the most exciting game of the year. Had some great wins, but just given the stakes, given the heroes, given the comeback, given the lull of the last couple of months and just coming into this game with no momentum. I think lost, what, 7 of the last 8, and you're just hoping to see somewhat of a show and just, see the season last one game longer, see a little more Steph Curry turning back the clock. Before the game, I'm just like, okay, well, this is the free game the Warriors have to play with. By all means, win this game. Let's get to that second play-in game, and then we can, we'll root for the Warriors. We're going to try to decide, okay, well, we lose, no big deal. The lottery ball is in the long run probably more important to truly making a run next year, and if you get lucky in the lottery. But then you have a night like tonight, and I just want to see more Steph Curry play basketball. I want to see Steph Curry play playoff basketball. Damn the lottery balls. Damn, the percentage of winning next year is a little bit better. I just don't care. I want to see the Warriors get into the playoffs. I want to see them get a run of the Thunder. I want to see them steal a couple games from the Thunder, give themselves a chance to win that series. Because you know what? I think the power of the draw of playing with Steph Curry and the Warriors and just the Warriors frenzy that comes with it and the prestige, it's invaluable. You see Kristaps Porzingis on the bench going crazy every time Steph does something, and that looks like the look of a man that is coming back next year. Although he played so well, Porzingis did, that he might have played himself into a few extra $1 million. And we'll see what that means with the salary cap coming the offseason. But that's the importance of winning games like this. It's the joy. It's the culture. It's Steph Curry being Superman, Batman, and every other superhero in between that could potentially lure a major free agent, get some of our players back. Maybe Melton comes back, who didn't have a great game and has been kind of stumbling lately. So maybe he comes back now, and you sneak into the playoffs and you have a good run, and people start to believe in this team again and believe that, hey, if I'm a major free agent and I come to the Warriors, this team has a legit shot of winning something because they have Steph Curry, who, I can't say, you can't think that Steph Curry's playing at 100%. He's had a 30-minute limit restriction on him tonight. He blew well past that and ended up playing 36 minutes, and he's just getting his feet under him, just getting some rust knocked off. Hadn't been great in the last couple of games. It doesn't really matter, guys. It's Steph Curry. He's one of the greatest of all time, one of the greatest, most clutch players in big games of all time. And you see it, man. It's when the Warriors start losing touch in the second half, in that third quarter, and then again in that fourth quarter, he digs in deeper, and for whatever reason, he's just that much better and bigger of a shot maker when the stakes are on the line. And I don't know if I can say that about, God, many, if any, players in the NBA. Obviously Michael Jordan comes to mind, but which player tends to be a better jump shooter, especially from distance, especially from three, when the game's on the line, when all attention's on him, when you can load up and double team and do everything you can to stop him, bump him around, blitz him at half court, not have any fouls being called on him. You could foul him all you want, he never gets calls, gets phantom defensive calls called on him. The refs really didn't do Steph Curry any favors in this. And my point being, he's unflappable, unfazable. When the money's on the line, Steph Curry goes and gets that money for the Warriors, winning player. And that's just one of those inherent traits that you only see in the greatest of all time. Is LeBron James someone who shoots and knocks down shots at a higher clip late in games and in huge moments? He has a great block on Iguodala in the finals and has played great games, but a better jump shooter in the clutch, it'd be hard to find, other than maybe once Klay Thompson's fueling it at certain points. But Steph Curry consistently at the end of games, just a better and the best version of himself, especially as a shooter. Obviously the dagger there, there's play. It was a clock drips under him. Let's go back to that third quarter. To the fourth quarter, when Curry enters with about 9 minutes left, and in 70 seconds, Warriors just go on a 12-2 run. Steph comes in immediately off a pin down screen, up fake, little shimmy to the right, knocks down a three, just gonna make that 80% of the time. Next time down, Porzingis 3-point play. Next time down, Curry and Porzingis start to get a little chemistry for the first time. Curry just kind of takes the ball up court, and Porzingis kind of trails along the wing. Curry finds him, and KP knocks it down. You're getting Warriors chance through Intuit Dome. I should have gone to the game. The tickets weren't even that expensive. I should have just gone. I'm here in LA. But anyways, I would have been screaming at the top of my lungs, chanting Warriors as they get to within 3 points. And then it's the Al Horford show for a bit. Al makes like three straight threes, ends up hitting a fourth consecutive three, and not a single one of them touched rim. They were all just pure, all from basically the corners on different sides. And that was obviously the biggest part of the entire game is Horford gets going. But essentially, Steph Curry just puts a team on his back, and he had to be tired. He had to be sucking it up a little bit, had a hard fall and kind of came up a little slow, and everyone's holding their breath. But he finds ways to stay involved and let the offense still run. He can take the double team. He can, put in the minimal effort needed without having to exhaust himself. Case in point being on Horford's last three, Steph just kind of collapses and gets the defensive collapse into the key. She turns around, kicks it right back up to Horford for a wide open three. Just again, just kind of using the screen and just kicking it to the wing, and even though it's two, three passes away, just creating advantages with his gravity. And that's something that you don't always have to expend a ton of energy and exhaustion. And that's why Steph Curry is arguably one of the most impactful offensive players ever, because he can impact a game in that way without even touching the ball, and really just kind of with his movement. But let's see here, where do I want to go with this? Let's go over to Draymond before you get back to Steph and towards the clutch time. So Warriors are making that comeback, and you start to realize that Kawhi Leonard has not scored in the fourth quarter. You start to realize that in the game with Draymond Green on Kawhi Leonard actually didn't score hardly at all on Draymond, even in the first half. I mean, he had a couple contested jumpers with Draymond all over him, but it was a lot of transition off turnovers. It was just a lot of, there was like, missed layup, and Warriors were beat back on D, and then Kawhi just gets kind of loose. It was a lot of broken plays and in transition that Kawhi really got his points, or just when Draymond was switched off of him. You realize one-on-one, as good and unguardable as Kawhi is, and maybe one of the best in the league, him and Kevin Durant one-on-one, unguardable. It's not an advantage going against Draymond Green one-on-one, because Dray will get you off your spot. You'll be catching it in tough spots. Every dribble, basically anytime you put the ball on to dribble against Dray's sliding his feet, and he's beating you to that next spot you want to go. With every dribble, Dray's cutting off that angle, little by little. And once you've kind of put three, four dribbles, pounds into the ground, Draymond's gotten himself into position, into leverage, where really your only choice is to try to raise up and hit a contested jumper, because you're not getting around Dray. And at best, you're using a screen, and then you're getting blitzed. And Kawhi Leonard threw the ball away a bunch and didn't score, and was really just invisible for that second half until it mattered most. And then he was very visible, because it was Draymond Green making probably two, three of the biggest plays of the night on the defensive side of the ball against Kawhi. And it was just sticking out like a sore thumb that, hey, Draymond Green has still got it. He's still probably the best overall defender in the league, other than Wembanyama, which Draymond would agree with. And Dray, is at his age and in a lost season, if you want to call it that, still can step up and prove that he's an all defensive player in the NBA. Basically gets a few stops on Kawhi. After Warriors tie the game, Steph Curry, with about a minute left, looks at Dre. Dre looks at Steph, kind of, they have a little small communication, little nonverbal communication. Hey, what are we running? Dre comes up, sets a screen for Steph. Steph kind of I don't even know what he does. He kind of like he cuts back off of the screen and throws a little like behind the back past the Dre. I'm trying to remember the play, but basically it was a lot of misdirection, two-man game to where Lopez ended up getting switched on to Steph on a little like counter screen action, and Steph steps back on Lopez. God, almost steps out of bounds. He's literally towing the sideline there. It's just it's an impossible but very makeable. And for Steph Curry, you know, you expect that to go down, but anyone else in the league is not making that, especially in that situation. Steph knocks it down, Warriors go up three. Steph ends up in the crowd. Again, an impossible shot by everyone else's standards, and the crowd's going crazy. And you're remembering just, hey, this is why we're Warriors fans. This is why we're Steph Curry fans. This is why you stick it out the last couple of months for moments like this, just to see Steph play when the lights are the brightest, and to see the just the impossible greatness that it emits from that guy. And then we flip to the other side where the Clippers call a timeout and inbounding the ball, trying to get it to Kawhi, and Dre is all over him, blankets him, drapes him, and gets the steal, deflection. Pods goes down, gold, and one on a goaltend, fouls out Garland. Warriors go up six at that point. Kawhi says, "All right, enough of this. I gotta at least score. You know, it's, you know, I'm not, we're not going, if we're gonna lose, I'm not getting shut out in the fourth quarter." So he puts his head down, drives to the hoop, and Draymond Green gets his cookies. Yes. Draymond, after you're worried his knee, I don't know what happened with his knee there, and you're like, "Oh, did he need to come out of the game?" I'm watching him, you know, don't of anything, you know, no, this game doesn't matter as much as Draymond not hurting his knee and missing time potentially next year. Be healthy. And Kawhi attacks him, and Trey rips cookies from his pocket and gets him, and you know, the rest is history, and the Warriors beat Kawhi and the Clippers in a thrilling 9-10 play-in game in advance to Friday night against the Suns, where Dylan Brooks will be waiting, Devin Booker will be waiting, and that's going to be an interesting, chippy game. We'll see what kind of legs the Warriors have because they used all of them up in this game, but you got a couple nights to rest. Not like the Suns are super young and spry either, but we will see what the Warriors have in them, and if Steph Curry can string together back-to-back games as he's ramping up his minutes. So I had to come. I had to get on right after this game, guys. I wasn't gonna be able to do it tomorrow or first thing in the morning. So I hope you guys are able to enjoy the night, enjoy tomorrow, absorb as much Warriors content as you can. I, for one, will speak and say nothing makes me happier than just making the rounds on Warriors social media, YouTube, watch all the podcasts, just absorb as much Warriors and Steph Curry and Draymond Green content as I can, because I missed that, guys. You know, I think you guys agree, right? I've been missing that since the Jimmy Butler injury, since the Steph Curry injury. So get to it tomorrow, guys. Enjoy all your Warriors content, and hopefully you got to stop by some stacking dubs with me. All right, guys. Season lives on a little bit longer. I'll talk to you guys after Friday's game against the Suns, where hopefully we will be a playoff team on our way to Oklahoma City. Great job, guys. I'm Chris Chin. Give me a like, subscribe, follow, and let's keep on pushing this thing. And Steph Curry, we trust. Until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.